In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The prophet Malachi is writing and speaking to us about Christ in his fourth chapter. This is all about Christ. Those in Christ and those outside of Christ. It seems that in this world, the righteous have everything opposing them, and while the unbelievers seem to have everything going for them. I mean, read the newspapers, follow the news, take a look at the internet, see what's going on the minute somebody, and this has actually kind of happened in an area where I live already, in a subdivision, where some people wanted to put out, you know, baby Jesus in a manger and Mary and Joseph and a few stuffed animals and so forth, you know, in their plastic array with lights shining on them. And then people, well, ACLU comes popping in again. And then, of course, the atheists, the New Agers, and the practicing Muslims, they say, hey, take that stuff down. You are offending us. Well, the gospel is a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. I couldn't believe that when I saw that already talked about where I am living. You can't do that. You can't put the cross up there. It's going to offend some people. This will not stop the Christ from coming to judge the living and the dead. For those who believe in themselves and love themselves in their own little world of arrogance, of course, the greatest God there is, from our viewpoint of the old Adam, is ourself. We love to worship ourselves and think about ourselves and how great things we are accomplishing, maybe even here. But for those truly who really believe in themselves and attempt to stifle the word of God, they will look like the stubbles left on the cornfield that you see around here plowed by an Alice Chalmers, or maybe a John Deere. The revelation of the gospel will consume the stubbles of the unbelievers so that none remains. And this is going to make any disaster movie, like even 2012, look like a sunny day. So those who are consumed by pornography, bearing a false witness, taking for granted all the life issues that God in Christ gives to us by his grace through faith alone. Here, whether here within the pale of this seminary community or outside of the seminary community, will be consumed and trampled by the revelation of God like the stubble in the cornfield. So, because we know the old Adam is ever present, we are clearly reminded here by Malachi to remember the law of my servant Moses, its statutes and its rules. And for you who fear Yahweh's name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with its healing on its wings, and you shall go out like leaping calves from the stall. Having married into a farming community with my wife Jan, and you see calves that are sort of confined to a certain area for a while, and then all of a sudden you let them loose, and they do come leaping, and they jump around for joy. As Pastor Luther says, there will be salvation and protection under the shadow of Christ. The Son of Righteousness sends out its rays of healing, of forgiveness, driving out every harmful sin, declaring you righteous by Christ through faith alone. He is our refuge and our strength. We do flee to the wings of Christ. We find refuge and fear no death. No death from he who was raised for the forgiveness of our sins. This is one of the things, was in St. Paul Decatur yesterday, preaching at Advent, and had the privilege of communing a 94-year-old lady baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. You know, and I said, well, how you doing, Ella? She says, Pastor Weiss, I'm ready. I am ready. to go to heaven and see this quite knowledgeable, this new heaven and this new earth that I hear you and your brother Russell talk about. I am ready. She has found her refuge and her strength under the wings of our Savior Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever and ever and ever. This is all about Christ. All about Christ. Not about us. It's about Christ. This is all about Christ for those outside of Christ. What a horrible picture. What a horrible picture. And for those in Christ, what a blessed picture it gives to all of us. To be sure, we behold the day of his coming, and we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come quickly, for in him we have our refuge and we have our strength. That's a good day. That is a good day. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.